Hi, this is Margaret Nichols, and welcome back for day four of our 7 days of awakening adventure. And I hope you have been feeling that's an adventure as we start to go inside ourselves and play with all these ideas and beliefs and concepts. And I want to congratulate you, because if you're on day four, then you've probably made it through the other days, so you're past the halfway mark. And if you just skipped ahead and you're joining us today, that's totally cool too. But either way, you made it. And just showing up, honestly, is the biggest part of the practice, because we could show up and listen to these things and be in and out of it and not even paying attention to whatever. But all of the things that we're doing here today have a really specific intention behind them, energetically from myself, to propel our awakening, right? To propel our evolution in consciousness, individually, as humanity. That's why I want to do this, because I really have this passion to wake us all up. I've had this tremendous growth in my own life, and if I can do it, then I know you can certainly do it. So thank you. Just by listening to this, you are doing it already. So congratulate yourself for showing up for yourself too. Today, we're going to get into a new concept, and where everything we've been talking about so far, kind of broader ideas, we're going to hone in a little bit. And a concept, I don't really like concepts or believe in them, because I don't want you to take anything that I say as truth. I want you to try it on for yourself. And then if it doesn't work for you, then don't use it. If it doesn't resonate you, if it doesn't inspire you or offer you some clarity or healing, then it has no purpose in your life. So I don't care one way or another. It's no skin off my back if you don't like to use it. I offer it because it's worked for me. It's worked for now thousands of people that I've seen and work with. And if you really approach this with a sense of integrity and curiosity, then I think it can help you too. So this concept, but again, it's only a concept while we're thinking about it or learning about it, and it becomes a truth in our being when we experience it. So that's why we're doing this. That's why we talk about it, to kind of coax you into practicing and trying it out. Because once you experience it for yourself, you don't need me yapping at you, trying to get you to do something. You know it's your own truth, and no one can take that away from you. And I can't give it to you. I can guide you along with my voice and some nice little music or whatever, but that's only a gift that you can give yourself. And it's a profoundly beautiful gift to awaken within yourself if you're willing to go there. So let's continue on. How we do one thing is how we do everything. And another way of saying this, in our kind of beingness, in our energetic and spiritual lives, the micro is part of the macro. So we can't divorce ourselves and put ourselves in pieces saying, oh, I'm this way in this area of my life, but I'm this way in a different area of my life. And I'm not talking about personality. I'm not talking about how we all become different people and we have the sides of ourselves that are more serious for work and the sides of ourselves that are more wild and crazy and free on the weekend, or however that shakes out in our own life. I'm more talking about the basic grounded things that really matter, which means, what's our integrity like? How honest are we with each other, with ourselves? How compassionate are we with each other and ourselves? I know a lot of friends, and my friends and I talk about this all the time. And now, of course, like many of my community are other people who are spiritual leaders. Some are teachers that have launched into their own businesses and leaders in their own right, or just other fellow peers I've kind of walked and met along the path. And, you know, we all talk about this and joke about this because, you know, we're human and we have these like failings and totally F up and everything. And we can be really compassionate in talking about all this freedom and love and then be a total a-hole to our partners or to our mom or to our sister. And usually the people that we are closest to kind of see us at our worst, especially our family, because we are not in front of them with some kind of masks. They've known us the longest. We don't feel like we have to be compassionate around them. And so oftentimes the work with those closest relationships is really our most challenging and most profound work. And when we start to embrace this concept, what it really does is it starts to open our lives to a holistic way of living, right? Which means that we're really in integrity with how we operate in each section of our lives. And we all have different ways that we do that. Some of us are really better at being transparent and loving in work or for people we work for, but we're, you know, terrible relationships and we ghost all of our people on Tinder. You know, we all have our things that we're better at and things that we're not so great at. And this isn't to look at those things and beat ourselves up about where we're not as free and open and compassionate and loving. We're in a judgment-free zone. Just to go to those places and to see, oh, well, you know what? I'm kind of an asshole there and I'm kind of closed there, or I see this person triggers me a lot. And often those triggers are our most important teachings and our most important teachers and lessons. And when I started to incorporate this into my life, I really saw huge changes. It's kind of like the idea of feng shui. So probably even if you've never haven't studied feng shui, and I haven't a lot, I've worked with feng shui masters and things like that, but it's like by no means an area of expertise for me. I'm like, tell me what to do and I'll give you money. But I love the idea of feng shui. It all kind of goes in this holistic piece, right? That you're going to have, if you have clutter in your life, in your closet, you have clutter everywhere else. You know, so how you do one thing is how you do everything. You can't be this like great leader with this giant platform and then treat your employees like shit or make sure they're not taken care of. And you know, now we care about that more as humanity, and we're kind of calling leaders out and CEOs out when they do that, you know, when they don't have great offerings for their people. They don't treat their employees well. They don't treat their companies well. And people are using the power of their voice and their dollars to say, you know what, that doesn't vibe with who I am, and I'm not going to support you anymore. I'm not going to give you any more of my money. And there are some companies that are changing that because of that, right? They're kind of, their hand is being forced to evolve. And then there are other people who naturally operate from that place and lead in that way. And it's interesting because what's happening is the people that naturally lead in that way of being in a conscious mindset, that's who they are, that's who they've evolved to, that's who they've awakened to in this life, they're being more successful than the people who aren't so evolved are kind of being dragged along, because either you're going to fold or you're going to evolve. And that's what this awakening business is all about. We have the choice now. Either we're going to evolve or we're going to fold, because old systems are dying. No one's wants to, you know, deal with them anymore. We're looking at things in a new light, and we can be dragged or we can choose it for ourselves. And this concept goes very much back to that idea of what we were talking about in the first day, and the idea of mind and presence. You know, if you are going through a checkout line and, you know, at like a takeaway food place, let's say, and you're getting your lunch and you're on your phone or you're on a phone call. Oh my God, such a pet peeve of mine, when people are on a phone call as they're checking out and trying to pay someone else and have an interaction with another human being. And of course, I get there's emergency situations, but usually it's not that. And we don't give that person our presence. We're so involved in whatever is happening on our phone, that little digital device that connects us to the rest of the world right now that everybody has. We're so involved with that. Like, we can't even put it down for a second and acknowledge that there's a human being in front of us that's doing a job, that's in service to us, that's there, you know, giving of their time and their energy and their love, hopefully, and offering us something. You know, and instead we're so distracted. So if we're distracted and going through a checkout line and getting lunch to take away, then how are you going to have great sex? How are you going to be present in that? How are you going to be a present mother or father to your child? How are you going to be an incredible leader or employee that inspires others to live in this, you know, beautiful, compassionate, or even like striking, dynamic way? And it's the hardest with the people that we know and love the closest. You know, there's a reason why there's so many movies about hijinks at holiday times and the Christmas movies and Thanksgiving, because our family kicks our stuff up for us. That's what we're here for. There are soul contracts to show us where we're still hanging on to ways of ourselves that perhaps no longer serve us. And so they're the closest to us so that they continue to give us the opportunity to look at the ways that we're triggered in all those ways, right? I don't want to get too into talking about that, but that really is a chance for us to look at how we are with them. Because if you're a great leader and a great lover, but you're shit to your mom, then that's not an integrity. That's not how you do one thing is how you do everything. One of the things that I really loved that my teachers always said was that we don't really have to do anything. And in that, it's just the awareness itself that is transformative. And that's why it's interesting and important to try to cultivate that awareness with the divine aspect of yourself or universal force, because it's that aspect that comes in and provides the alchemy for the transformation. So we're going to be going into a meditation today, and as we do it, this is not to cast blame on yourself or to have any judgment for yourself based on where you might be more closed or not operating in a way that you want to in your life. This is just to kind of bring that awareness to it. Like it's a bubble that's floating around in you, a little bubble that you don't want in there. And just by bringing an awareness, the attention given to it pops the bubble. You don't have to do anything. And if there's anything else to do, we can just try to trust that divine grace will come in and kind of swoop out any of that for us. Because whatever that bubble was is just a conditioning. It's something else that formed inside of us in retaliation to something else. And so by letting it go and popping it and surrendering it, we allow it the grace to heal the way that it wants to heal. So wherever you are, just close your eyes if you can. Take a nice deep breath into your body. And exhale. And today I'd like you to right away fold into that heart space. That dark, warm, sacred, safe space inside of you. Where we were asking the questions of, hey, could this space be a beneficent light and force in my life? Could it be a place that guides me to my highest and best self? And while you're in this place, again, ask your own divine universal force or source or being or energy, love, whatever, to come and meet you here. And whatever that looks like, you might see something or feel something, and you might not at all. It could be completely the same and neutral and blank, and that's fine. Again, it's just about the asking. And as you're in this heart space, think of a way right now in life that you are just killing it. I don't like that word, but the idea of you're doing great. It's the best thing in your life right now. It could be something to do with work or your health or a relationship that you have, a romantic one, or even a way with you are with someone in your family, even a friend. Maybe someone else is going through a hard time and you've been a great support. It could be just showing up here today and giving yourself these 4 days to delve in. That's a triumph. That takes something. That's courage. Think about something that you're doing well at and allow yourself to be proud of that for a moment. You're doing that. And feel yourself in that space, how you feel when you see yourself performing that action or having that feeling, the sense of all is right in the world, and yes, I was meant to do this. I was meant to be here. This is how I want to operate in the world. I want the rest of my life to operate from this energetic space. And with that feeling inside your heart, now think of something not so great. Maybe a fight you got into recently with someone you care about, or you've been lazy at work a little bit. Maybe you haven't been feeling well, or you're just overwhelmed by children or a newborn. Maybe you can't quite get out of your way to motivate yourself the way you want to, even though you're trying, you think you're trying. Think of something that feels out of alignment with that thing that you're proud of, that they feel like two contrasting energies inside your body, that they're in conflict with each other. And as you think of these two contrasting energies, first say to yourself, hey, these are okay. These are both me, and these are both okay. So it's okay to have both. But we want to bring some awareness to that second thing, that second way of being that feels out of alignment. Because when we're conflicted in ourselves, that conflict shows up elsewhere in our life. So go back to the first thing that you're proud of. And I want you to picture it inside of your heart and see your own divine force and universal source, whatever that thing is, seeing it. And watch that universal force just throw an anchor down into it. And that anchor falls deep within your being and it just takes it and holds it. It grounds it into your cells. It cements it into your being and who you are. Yes, this. This is me. And that anchor is there. It's in concrete. It's permanent until you need to move it, because there will be one day that there's more than that even for you. But for now, this is your high anchor. And now let's go to that second way of being. That second way that feels out of alignment with our high anchor. And here we're just going to place an ask. Because it's nothing for us to do. We don't change it. Hands off. We ask our universal source and that divine love within us to look at this with awareness. And perhaps we ask, is this who I truly am? Can I operate differently here? Hey, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm awake to this, which is not awake to this, which is why it happened in the first place. I've been asleep to this pattern and way of being. So here, with eyes open, I ask you, universal love, can you transform this for me? And if you do transform this for me, I'll probably have a little more faith in you. And that probably benefits us both. And all we need is the light of awareness on that. And even the willingness to see ourselves at our toughest, at our most icky, transmutes it. It changes it to something lighter, the light of who we want to be. And again, take a deep breath in your body. And you can end with a thank you to that universal love and send it on its way. Even though it always lives in your heart, you're going to say goodbye for now. And as you go throughout this day, take this concept with you. And again, just try it on. And without judgment, when you see yourself being the best version of who you are, that's awesome. And when you see yourself prickling up to a version that doesn't match the other, just notice it. Have that awareness. And then if you like, you can also go into your heart in a moment of privacy and drop down in there. It could take 10 seconds. Say, hey, I see this, and I don't really know how to transmute it on my own, because if I did, it would have happened by now. So maybe you can try it for me. And that's all we have to do. Just kind of go in and ask and see what happens. Namaste.